So often you have this awkward situation where you want to give someone who's not irreligious, you want to give them food. You want to, you know, you have workers, you have employees, you have friends, you want to do kirov. What was it, the Shabbos, Parashat Lech Lecha was, what's it called, the Shabbos project, right? So you bring people over to your house, you're going to have give a meal to them, except you have a problem. You give them bread, or you give them some food to eat, and they're not going to make a bracha. And you, by giving them the food, is causing them to not make a bracha, because you're giving them the food. So are you allowed to do that? Everyone's looking at me, of course you're allowed to do it. Problem is, it's not so simple. If you look at the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara says, it's really also a Gemara in Chulin, on Kuf Zayin and Beis as well, the Gemara talks about giving a shamish, you know, a waiter who's serving you, giving him food. And the Gemara there says, you're not supposed to give the shamish, the waiter, food, unless you know for sure he's going to make a bracha. Now, the Gemara says perhaps a waiter is different, because a waiter is very busy. So it's possible, since he's so busy, you know, serving, he's going to forget to make a bracha. The question is it only a waiter, or is it by anyone who you're not sure they're going to make a bracha, you're not allowed to give food? So Rashi on there, the Gemara, seems to learn that it's specifically a waiter. In other words, waiters, which are so busy, okay, so your waiter's so busy, you're not supposed to give him food, because maybe he's going to forget to make a bracha. The Rambam, when he learns that Gemara, in Vav, Yud Tes of Brachos, says Aser Wahachil Mishalonato Yadav the Afalpishunosin Utoch Piv. He says, if you know someone's not gonna wash Anativa Sidaim and also make brachos, you're not gonna give him food. It's not only a shamish, but what you see from that Gemara is a wider, broader halacha. You're not allowed to give someone any food if you know, or even if there's a chance perhaps, they're not going to make a bracha. Okay, you think maybe that's only Gemara, it's only Rambam. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Samach Tes Beis, it says, Lo yitein lecho, you're not going to give to eat, elu l'mishi yodea bo sheyavarech, unless you know they're going to make a bracha. So you have big problems. Now the Ramah says, V'yesh mekiwin, some are mekil, imnosin l'ani b'toris tzedakah. If you're giving it as to a pauper, you want to give him tzedakah, so you don't have to check out the honey. The poor guy hasn't eaten in a week. You don't have to give him the food. You don't have to like check it out. Oh, are you going to make a bracha or not? Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah something very powerful. He says all this thing about giving to an honey or anything, Shulchan Aruch, is only if you don't know for sure the guy is going to make a bracha. Achim yodeya bivadai shlo yivarech, says the Mishnah Berurah. If you know for sure the guy's not going to make a bracha, you have an irreligious person at your house, you have an employee who's Jewish and not from, and you're going to be providing him lunch every day, or you have an office, you know, you're the boss of your big office, and you provide lunch for everyone. Im yodeya bivadai shlo yivarech, aser litein lo. You're not allowed to provide food for him, af b'toris tzedakah, even if it's tzedakah. It's pretty tough halacha. According to this, sounds like, according to Shulchan Aruch, there is no heter, according to Mr. Brewer, to give someone else food. So what's pshat? Is there any heter to provide a non-religious Jew food? It happens all the time. You don't even realize. You're a sponsor of something, and you sponsor a kiddush, and there are irreligious people who are going to be joining the kiddush. You're trying to be makarv, and they're going to eat without brachas. How are you allowed to do it? Shevet Alevi, and brings down in Chelek Ches Mem Zayin, that not only do you have a problem about them eating without brachas, but what about they can eat without a yarmulke? Do you have to check out everyone in your office? You know, sometimes you have from people who don't wear yarmulkes in the office, and they're not going to be wearing a yarmulke. And you're going to sponsor your kiddush to from Jews and making brachas. I don't know how people who don't wear yarmulkes in the office make brachas. I'm not sure. Maybe they put their hand on their head. I'm not sure. But regardless of it, you're going to cause them to eat without eating a yarmulke. Yeah.
Isn't benching an even bigger problem?
Benching also. Oh, true is fine, because that's my next marmakum.
So, if you do this, people come to your house, like they don't eat.
Exactly, it sounds crazy. You're not allowed to invite anyone to eat. What is this?
Kibol? Don't eat,
don't worry. Oh, yeah, they're not going to. You don't give them food. You're saying, you shouldn't give them food. No, you're saying you don't give them food. Guess you don't give them any food. You do or don't give them food? Yeah. The problem, it's a big problem. You can have all these. Yeah, they don't go back to his house because he's not offering them food. But no, you think about it. It happens more in a setting where you're in around. I think it happens more in a work setting. Maybe that's what happens to me. Think more maybe in a personal setting. If you have people over who just don't keep, you have a cousin who's coming over your bar mitzvah. You make a bar mitzvah. How many people have irreligious people have bar mitzvahs? Of a lot of people. You're gonna make
you're
a.
To be
a
of an atheist.
Oh.
The last thing you want to do is force them to make a bracha.
Excellent. Excellent. No, so that's a great point. So you're saying you want to be makar of them, so maybe is that a heter? So boom, that's the heter. So what's the heter? You have three sources on the same topic. They say it a little bit differently, but that's the heter. So number one is the Truvis van Hugus. Rav Sternbach, he says this exact point. First, he goes the opposite way. He says the exact opposite svara you would have thought. He says, you know why you don't have to make them, you could give them a bracha? Because they're so bad, he says. If someone is off completely an atheist and is anti-God, if you give him food and he makes a bracha, that's a bad thing. Because when he's making the bracha, you know what he's thinking? Bracha to Hashem, you know, cursing out God. If you give him food and say, you have to make a bracha, you don't gain anything by that bracha. If anything, it's a bracha vatala, because he doesn't even believe in what he's saying, and he's anti it. So says Rav Sternbach, it actually works the opposite way you would have thought. He tries to come out after. Maybe you know why you could give them food without making a bracha? He says, because they don't even believe in the bracha. So you don't want to cause them to say God's name in vain, which is a pelas svar. It's the opposite you would have thought. Yeah. Oh, and you get him through Kiruv. Exactly. So then Rav Sternbach says he doesn't like that pshat. He says it's not short, because he says most of the people who are religious Jews now aren't anti, they just don't know. Unfortunately, they didn't have a yeshiva education, so they don't know about Torah. So he says the best way to do it, he says the best svara is exactly what you're saying. Listen to this line. He says that there's darkei shalom. He says that there's a problem that they're going to be upset. He says, the Tamadavanirisha Isr Kamom. He says, what's the reason why you're now to cause someone to do an Avera, eat without making a bracha? Because it's bad for them. But here it's good for them. Avokan Mechavin with Tovaso Sheyiskarev Volyisni Yadus. He says, though they don't hate Judaism, they won't say, oh, that Orthodox guy, he invited me to his house and he didn't give me any food. No, give him a food. Even if he doesn't make a bracha at all, you could give it to him because it's encouraging Kiruv. Which is wild. It's connected to Shulchan Aruch, and here you have a pshat that he says, "Umiu gam bezenira shal kolpanim tzarach va'atzil olachasos rosh olvarich." You should give him the food and ask him to make a bracha. If he tells you, "Go fly a kite," I'm eating the food anyway. You know, forget about it. I'm just going to eat the food anyway. Okay, it's not your problem. You could give it to him. That's what Rav Sternbach says. Second point is the Nishmas Avram. Avram, he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who says a step further. He says, you don't want to cause sinna with Shomrei Torah. You don't want them to hate Orthodox Jews. You don't want them to hate and say, oh, this is what happens. This guy is making a whole kiddush and he doesn't invite me, the next door neighbor, because I'm not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, because he knows I'm not going to make a bracha. So he says, you know what you do? Mutav l'chavdo, it's better to honor him. V'lo levak shu sheyivarech. You don't even have to ask him to make a bracha. Ki al yidei zehu moneo so mimichsho yoser gadol. It's going to prevent a bigger, greater chel Hashem. Which you think it sounds very fluffy, but these are halachic poskim, which are going kineged to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, you're not going to give him food. These poskim says, because of Kirov, you're tremendous, you're allowed. Rav Moshe Feinstein also comes up with another one. This, he says, definitely if you give them the food, unless you're actually feeding them with their hands. So worst comes worse, they're taking the food themselves. And he says, the mitzvah of Ochech Tochiach in general, you don't have to lose money for it. So if you, let's say, have employees, and you're not going to provide them food, and you're going to say, oh, I can't provide them food because I'm going to cause them to eat without making a bracha, you know what you're going to do? They're going to walk off the job. Your whole business is going to go down the drain. You don't have to lose money. This is what Moshe says in Chelakai of Arachayim Yud Gimel. He says that you don't have to lose money just to because of this halach and Shulchan Aruch. It's like everything else. Hocheach tochiach doesn't apply if you're going to lose your business. And therefore, Rav Moshe comes out with Kula. Halach l'maisa, it seems to be that everyone relies on this concept. No one really thinks twice about it. The best thing is to do, I saw the best thing to do, if you're running a Kirov camp or you're running a Kirov, thing is you make a bracha for everyone. So you have if you have a lot of irreligious people at your chasana or at your bar mitzvah, so you get up there and say, we're now all going to make, maybe this is the institution of the fancy big challahs at the weddings. I don't know, maybe this is the makar of the fancy big challahs. But maybe that's the idea, is that you try to make a bracha for everyone and say, everyone, we're now going to bless God, we're going to make a bracha, and this way you're yotzei everything. Shkoyach. Thank you.